Acts 16:40. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of who?
Lydia.
And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. Even when it could have possibly cost her everything that she had worked so hard to achieve in her life, even when everything was on the line, Lydia was faithful to the people of God, and she was not ashamed to be called one of them. And she joyfully received them back into her house. She was faithful to God. She was faithful to God's gospel, and she was faithful to God's people. Lydia was a model of faithfulness. And on that thought, I'd like to invite Joe and Shiloh to come forward with their little girl, Lydia, and any of their family that would like to come, immediate family or otherwise, and come on up. And we are just going to invite God to do what He does so well. If I could have some of the men help to turn these chairs around so they can... There we go. Yeah, break the chairs. Now it takes a man to break the chair, or a strong woman. Praise God. Awesome. Awesome. Oh, let me get some oil out of here. It must be in my office. Could I ask who's fast? Fast runner. Lisa, could you go in my office, either on my desk or on the baptism credenza, and get the little vial of oil that's in there? Thank you, sweetheart. Now, what is a baby dedication? This is not involving salvation. It's not a baptism. Baptism we reserve for believers. But basically, it's two things. A baby dedication, number one, is acknowledgement that children are a gift from God, that the fruit of the womb is His reward, and to acknowledge that this beautiful, priceless, precious young lady is a gift from God to Joe and Shiloh, and really to all of us. To acknowledge, thank you so much, that. But also to acknowledge that it behooves us. We are called to raise this young lady in the faith, to nurture her in the faith of God, in the truth, to raise her to know the Lord. And we desperately need the grace of God to do that. And so it's not only to acknowledge her as a gift from God, but also to come to the Lord and beseech Him for grace to do what He calls us to do in raising her in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So, Joe and Shiloh, congratulations. Do you acknowledge that Lydia is a gift to you from God? And do you acknowledge your intention to raise her in the faith and in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Okay. Is it your intention to raise her to be faithful to God, faithful to God's gospel, and faithful to God's people? Praise God. Any of the elders that would also like to come up and just lay hands and pray together over this young lady and over her parents? John, could you hold that for me? Thank you, brother. We're just going to anoint her with oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit, as God's Spirit leads her and guides her into the truth, to one day seal her and anoint her as His own. Father, we just come to You right now and anoint Lydia with this oil. Hallelujah, Lord. And Lord, we just thank You. We acknowledge Your gift, this unimaginably priceless soul, Lord, that You have given Joe and Shiloh, and whom You have given to us, Lord. We acknowledge Your graciousness, Your wonder at this awesome gift, Lord, at this precious, dear soul, this little girl. Father, we ask that You would be with her, to protect her, to surround her with your grace, Lord, to give grace upon grace, to guide her steps, Father, even as you said in your word, Lord, that you have things prepared ahead of time for her to do, Lord, that you would lead her into all truth so that she could know you, the one true God, and your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and that her life would be a reflection of your glory. God, that she would walk in the beauty of holiness, that her heart would be filled to overflowing with the love shed abroad by the Holy Spirit. Lord, that she would magnify you with her life in all she does. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we also want to anoint Joe and Shiloh. Father, that you would give them the grace to fulfill your calling on their life as her parents, Lord. That they would parent well, Lord. That they would love her the way you do, God. That they would lay down their lives for her, Lord. That they would devote themselves to bringing forth that image of Christ in her, to leading her to the cross, and then bringing out of her that reflection of your image, God. And we pray that you would give them abundant grace to do that, Lord, that you would guide them, lead them, and fill them, Lord. And we thank you for them, Father. We pray that we would also have the grace to come alongside and be the body of Christ to them, Lord. That we would be faithful to them, Lord. That we would be available, Father, and even proactive in seeking out their good and what we can do in order to provide anything we can to help, Lord. That our love together would just overflow and that you would bind us and knit us together in Christ, Lord, and in our relationship, God. Thank you so much, God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Father, we also want to just anoint Chris and Steve, Lord God. Thank you that you would also give them that grace, Father. Oh, Lord. I know in my own life, Lord, my parents and Missy's parents were such a help, Lord, and a safety net, God, and counseling and wisdom and support, Father, and the precious role that that plays. Father, I pray that you would just anoint them with grace. Allow them to enjoy the joy that comes from being a grandparent, Father. That you would fill their life with this joy and that they would see the goodness of God in their little granddaughter, Lydia. Thank you, God. You're so good. You're just so, so good. Thank you, Lord. If anyone would like to speak a word of encouragement or prayer over them, please feel free.
Father, do give Joe and Shiloh much wisdom in raising Lydia. Father, help them to depend on you completely.
Yes.
Father, that they would not lean on their own understanding and rely on their own strength and resource, but that they could firmly trust your guiding hand and your faithful provision to meet all their needs, to meet Lydia's needs.
Yes.
Father, help them to be strong in your grace.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We commit this family, Lord, to your sovereign care. In faith and joy, Lord, thank you with gratitude. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That is one sweet little girl, man. That is one sweet little girl. Amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.